Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
Best sale.
9:03 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris out on medical leave. Shoulder surgery down in Florida. Joining us right now, you can hear along with Glenn Clark on the weekends right here on 105.7 The Fan. Also, her podcast she has with Cordell Woodland. She is Rita Hubbard, the NFL chick. What's up, Rita?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up? Doing well. See, that's some bull crap right there.
What?
Are you coming on all low key? That's not how you talk.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That is how she talks.
That's not how she talks.
You got to be easy on me, man. Every morning, my allergies are so bad that, like, my throat is on fire. I'm just trying to get myself together. You ain't here to, you want me to be all chipper. I'm just trying to get my voice together.
There you go. There you go.
I kind of think it sounds sexy. Like, what is he talking
Thank
about?
Thank you.
You're
I got a smelly cat voice going on, but it's not a cold, it's allergy.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
Anyway. She got Betty Davis eyes. Yeah. Kim Carr's going on. Rita, the draft is tomorrow. We've been talking about this for weeks. Everybody gets into the draft, but is it a different situation in Baltimore when your baseball team is relevant?
Yeah, Glenn and I had this conversation the other day, and we kind of ranked this, right? Because it does feel like there's not really a lot of buzz about the draft here in Baltimore this year. And I think baseball is a big part of it, but there's other factors, right? Picking at 30 is not sexy. The guys that you essentially want to help, you know, rebuild your team and be better, you don't think you have an opportunity to get at 30. And I also think that people are still, like, hungover by the AFC Championship game, too. So that hasn't really, like, left people. So for whatever reason, you know, we're just kind of like, ugh. And then the Orioles being good, obviously, last night was just like, hey, you know, it happened. But ultimately, them being good, I think, plays a big role into why we're just not really excited about the draft. Picking at 30 is never going to be sexy because that means you're not at 32, which means you didn't win the Super Bowl. And then you just don't have – you're not in a situation of getting, you know, a top player necessarily. At this point, you might as well say you got a second-round draft pick. So – thank you, Orioles. You have made this better for us, but ultimately it does feel like that there's a lack of conversation about it around town.
The other part of it, too, is like with their projected pick being an offensive lineman. And let's be honest, like,
yep,
we all watch football. And how do we grade offensive linemen? Because I don't know how to do it. I can tell you when I think they're good and I've seen it.
The best offensive lineman is when I watch a football game and I don't know he play. I don't know he's playing. Yeah. That's the best offensive lineman.
I think that applies to it. But Rita, just staying with offensive line, is that where you think they go with their first pick?
Yeah, I mean, it makes the most sense. I mean, I don't know what pass rusher you would fall to them. It's funny because I've seen a mock of Kool-Aid McKinstry. I don't think Kool-Aid McKinstry makes it out of 20. I don't know. I mean, maybe
that boy bad. That boy is.
Yeah,
I love him.
So what do you what are y'all seeing that you think he's going to be at 30? I don't see it. I think that I think he's a fantastic player, and I think somebody's going to pick him up because cornerback has now become a very important position with the passing game, you know, evolving the way that it does. But I do think that it's going to be offensive line there for a number of reasons, but because the biggest part, even though the Ravens aren't a team that does need, I mean, they're a best player available. I do think that the offensive line is going to be best player available there. But then also that is a top need that they have there because they got three guys that they're missing. Now, we can sit here and say Voorhees is going to be plugged in, and that's probably true. But what are the other two guys? So are we really excited about Ben Cleveland? That he's had an up and down, you know, career here thus far. Fa'alele, same. So in my opinion, it feels like it's going to be offensive line, and it's much needed. And that's another reason why we're not excited, right? Because it ain't sexy. But let me tell you something. What ain't sexy, Lamar Jackson getting hurt. So you better be happy about it if that's going to be the case.
Here with Rita Hubbard, 105.7 The Fan. Rita, J.J. McCarthy. First we heard Jim Harbaugh really blow this guy up. He had a good pro day at Michigan, but Caleb Williams, I'm assuming, is even his number one for you. Is there an outside chance that McCarthy could leapfrog Daniels? And if so, would that be tragic?
The Commanders are right down the street. So I have not seen anybody have conversations about J.J. McCarthy, ironically. I like J.J. He's cool. My problem with J.J. is that I don't think he really goes over like 20 attempts. And I'm sure he has, but it's been probably very few and far between. So we don't know what J.J. looks like really from a come behind type situation. That concerns me. But I like him. I just don't think that J.J. McCarthy is a top five pick. I think he's a first rounder for sure, but top five, no. I don't think that Jaden Daniels goes past Washington. It feels like that's their guy. And I can completely understand it. And I don't know, even maybe a Drake May, he has like, you know, intangibles that I think are a little bit different than J.J. But look, I understand he won a national championship, so he's going to get all the fanfare that goes with it. And again, I do think that he's a good football player, so I'm not poo-pooing him. I just don't think that he's a top five pick, and I don't think that Washington is picking him. And it feels like, you know, Vegas was trying to get to number two to potentially get a Jaden Daniels, but Washington ain't trying to hear that. They're trying to get their quarterback of the future too. So I think it's Jaden.
I think the most interesting pick is going to be number three because it sounds like New England's not convinced, and they said they haven't been getting the offers they want. But if New England decided to trade out, I think that's where things could get interesting with wide receivers or could be another quarterback because once the quarterbacks are gone, the next thing to happen is how do the wide receivers get chopped up, in my opinion, Rita.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the thing with New England, too, is that maybe they do want a quarterback, but maybe they don't have any of the ones that will potentially be available ranked high enough, and they feel like they can move down and still get the guy that they want. I don't know who that guy is, but you got to assume guys like Bo Nix and Penix are probably going to be at the bottom of the draft and not necessarily at the top, so you could still get a guy. The problem is, like, who in the draft outside of those two, Caleb and Jaden, are we moving up for? Like, who is pressed enough to, like, is it Marvin Harrison Jr. that
I think
you
that's
have
it.
To have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just confused. Like, I don't feel like that there's a player in this draft outside of the top two guys that you feel like I have an opportunity to get this guy and I'm willing to move up for this guy. Everybody else, I just think it kind of falls into place. So, I mean, I can see how New England is struggling to get to trade down because there's not anybody, maybe Marvin Harrison. That's literally it for me. Everybody else, I don't think that you have to, like, go up and get a guy. So good luck to them. You might be stuck at three. Maybe Marvin Harrison is your guy. Maybe you can get you a quarterback in the second round or trade back into the first and get one.
Rita, 30 seconds. Your thoughts on Reggie Bush having his 2005 Heisman Trophy return. News just broke.
Oh, perfect, and he better than me because I would have never gave it back to begin with. Y'all would have had to pry it out of my dead hands because he deserved it. He didn't do nothing wrong, and they knew they was wrong. So good for them for making it right.
There you go. Rita Hubbard. Rita, tell folks how to follow you on social media.
at the NFL Chick, at Gridiron Gals, and Cordell and I will be having a Winning Draft podcast coming out tomorrow.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rita.
All right, guys.
All right, she's Rita Hubbard, 410-583-1057. We found Ryan Ripken. He will join us at 9:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn tells you what. So, Jeremy, should I bet on Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy back?
He already did.
Oh, my bad.
It's a lock.
It's a lock.
All right, so what are we going to get into? I went 3-0 in the NBA last night with my official picks, but I didn't have a great night. Cubs and Astros let me down, as well as a couple other overs. We'll talk about it. Got some plays for you today. Love one of the NBA plays is one of my favorite plays on the day. I'll give you some other ones, at least what's out right now, and we'll talk about the Orioles as well. That's coming up next in the Daily Line.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. This postseason, bet in person at the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks with locations in Canton and Towson, and enjoy the best-in-class sports wagering experience at their state-of-the-art facilities, bringing an unmatched sports betting thrill.
105.7 The Fan.
Bellinger crushes one right field, way back, forget it, out of here. Cody Bellinger, a no-doubter into the bleachers in right, and that quickly the Cubs jump out and it's 2-0. Whoa.
Talk about it all the time. Marquee Sports Network, courtesy of. And with the wind going out at Wrigley, it was interesting because that was a TBS game, if you guys got to watch. And so Jeff Francoeur and Bob Costas were on the call. Bob Costas does a lot of really, like, says some sarcastic stuff or says certain things that made me, like, everything's beneath him. I don't know. Just
he's
got
to be really full of himself.
It was weird last night. Anyway, that home run from Cody Bellinger made it 2-0, followed up by a 3-run shot by Talkman. Talkman hit another one later in the game. The wind's blowing out. If I told you you only needed 5 runs after the second inning with the wind blowing out at Wrigley, you'd probably feel pretty good about yourself. Well, not me, because I ended up losing that game. 6 runs in the first 2 innings, and they can't get anything done. The Astros had runners on plenty of times, screwed it up. I don't know what's going on with the Astros. They were talking about how well Yordan Alvarez is hitting like 480 off of lefties. I don't know what it is after last night. He faced another lefty. But it feels like he's struggling. He like 0-4, had another 0-4, a bunch of them there. I'm interested in this Astros team because they started off so slow. That's the team that I picked to win the World Series, right? I think, yeah, I picked them to go and win. So they're just not playing good baseball right now.
I had them losing, I think, in the ALCS to the O's.
Yep.
Yordan, by the way, is batting .277 with an OPS of .827.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of walks.
5 home runs, 13 RBI. But yeah, 10 walks.
He's getting on base. It's nothing bad, but Yordan Alvarez is a guy that, you know, you look at and you expect to get more.
Well, the last 2 years, to your point, 2022, he had, what was I looking at? Oh, he had a on-base percentage over .400. OPS was 1.0 whatever. 2023, on-base percentage over .400, OPS almost 1,000 as well. So you're right. Those are good numbers for most people, not so much for him.
Yeah, the last 3 years, he and Aaron Judge have been getting compared very closely.
Right.
And there are some people that said, I'd rather have Yordan Alvarez's overall game than Judge. And now they're both
struggling. I'm some of those
people. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the games today. So here's what I like. As I said, I went 3-0 in the NBA last night. I went 3-0 the night before. The one thing I talked about on here is that I like the over in that Mavs game as well. That didn't hit, but it wasn't an official play for me, and that's the one weird thing about doing this early. I'll never flip sides, but sometimes I'll cancel a bet, and somebody pointed that out the other day. He's like, hey, you said you were 5-0, but you lost this game. You had the Angels over the Orioles, and I said, that's correct, but I didn't have it as a top play. That was one of my leans that I post some of those as well. So here's what I like tonight. Let me just get to my favorite play. Oklahoma City routes the Pelicans tonight. They win by more than 7.5. They got their wake-up call in the last game, got their toes wet in the postseason. SGA goes off tonight. I love OKC this evening. I think they win big. Miami and Boston under 204.5 is going to be a play for me in the NBA. In the NHL, the only thing I kind of like is Boston. That'll be a lean for me later on to knock off Toronto. They're on the road, -110. It's kind of even money between the two teams. Now, in baseball, let me go over the weather. D-backs under against St. Louis. That's the play of the day as far as weather. It's off the charts, good spot. The one question you would have is, okay, who's starting that game, right? Well, it's our good friend Kyle Gibson for St. Louis. He actually grades out fairly well today. He's in my top 10 of pitchers. And then on the flip side for Arizona, it's not like as you start looking at the guys that they could go with, Jordan Montgomery is the name that I'm seeing.
Right.
And is that his first start of the year? Would that be his first start, Montgomery? I don't even remember when he signed with them. No? When did he sign with
Arizona? I thought on this road trip somebody said, we got Jordan Montgomery on the road trip and I'm pumped up. So I thought that meant it was his first start.
I guess he got into 419.
Yeah, he started.
419 he started, okay. So this will be his second start. So and he was fine in that start. You know, I don't think he went as deep. Oh, he went
one
six
run
innings.
On six. One run on four hits, six innings.
And now he's facing his former team, which is interesting. So I love the D-backs under and the Cardinals under in that game. Giants under is the second one that stands out the most today. And the Giants and Mets. So here's what we have. We have a favorable weather spot with two fly ball pitchers going. You have Sean Manaea going up against his former team. Remember, he just pitched in San Francisco. Like the little revenge narrative, if you're into that sort of thing. And on the flip side, as we're talking about the Giants, you know, this is a situation where Blake Snell is going to go. Now, Blake Snell has not pitched well. But as long as he's not walking guys and giving up all these, at some point, he's going to turn back into the guy he was, right? And that's still a five-inning guy that's really good. but I like this spot for an under at 7.5. And I do like the Giants in that game as well. They would be two of my favorite plays today. I think Miami-Atlanta goes over 9. I think the Orioles and Angels go over 9.5. I like the Reds today, -110 against the Phillies. What I'm seeing is kind of interesting. A lot of money coming in on the unders for a bunch of games here. And there'll be a couple more that I'm going to look at later. I want to see how some of the money comes in on a few of these matchups. And the other thing to look for that I don't have a line for right now is the Cubs and Astros total, because last night we had the wind blowing out. Today we have the wind blowing in at Wrigley. It's not a great pitching matchup, as Eddie Spaghetti, I think, is going for Houston. Spencer Arrighetti, he's going for Houston. And Chicago has Jameson Taillon. So it's not like it's a terrible pitching matchup, but it depends on how. If you've watched Arrighetti, I mean, I think it's a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. He could come out and be fine for 5 innings. That Houston bullpen has just warped over the past 2 days. And I, you know, like we were talking about the possibility of, I think Justin Verlander might pitch there tomorrow. So anyway, that's my favorite play for the day. The other weather spots was a Nats under, Brewers over. I mentioned the Cubs under. My favorite plays on the day would be Oklahoma City and the Arizona St. Louis Cardinals game to go under, along with the Mets game to go under. So there you go.
And there you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you're just tuning in, Reggie Bush is having his 2005 Heisman Trophy returned to him. We had Rita Hubbard on that. She says it's about time. He didn't do anything.
I mean,
I think he did something.
Did the same thing Pete Carroll did.
No, he didn't.
Pete Carroll gave him the money.
How do you know that?
I know what happened.
How?
That's why he ran to Seattle.
How do you know that?
And then he started a daytime talk show called Ellen.
How do you know that Pete Carroll gave him the money?
He put it under a hat, I'm pretty sure. Why did Reggie Bush lose his Heisman the first time? My voice getting a little high? Because I feel like I'm right.
What?
Why did he lose the Heisman the first time? He was taking money?
And from who?
Yeah, and Pete
from
was
who?
There. Pete's in charge.
He was a child. Leave him alone.
USC, Pete was in charge.
He was.
So you're saying, it was somebody else. Pete got tossed from the game and the umpire screwed up. That's what you're saying?
No. Pete. No. I'm saying Pete should have been held responsible, but Pete didn't give him the money. Those are two different things. Aaron Boone didn't say anything. He was just held responsible.
That's what I said. You're saying that's what
that's what I thought of.
You see what I'm saying? He didn't say anything. He was just held accountable for that.
Buck stops.
Exactly. I'm not saying that Pete Carroll, I don't think Pete Carroll gave him the money. He was just held accountable for it. That's all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You got
wrongly
me.
Convicted.
You feel me?
Nope.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, we teased it twice, but we get him this time.
It's so nice.
Ryan Ripken joins us, and we'll ask him what he thinks about the Orioles youngsters up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big Bad Morning Show.
More stimulating than Blue Chew.
Norris Long Con. 105.7 The Fan.
It's 9:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I can't wait for that summertime. I can't wait for that summertime. Joining us right now from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, he is Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning. How are we feeling? Did everyone get enough rest after last night, or
evidently
you a little slow this morning?
Evidently you got enough rest.
I don't know about that, to be honest.
You overslept by now.
I'll say otherwise.
Ryan, how beautiful was it to look at that lineup last night of the Baltimore Orioles and see two players in the starting lineup, only two, didn't get drafted by this organization? However, one of those, Anthony Santander, made his major league debut in this organization. How great was that?
You know what? It was cool to see how much homegrown talent, you know, has now, you know, come to fruition on this ball club, right? And as much as it's cool and it might be, you know, the sexy thing to go out and get players, right? And again, we know about spending and making splashes. Yes, all of that. But if you really look at it, this is really the foundation of teams that have success, is bringing up your own homegrown talent. It's not just even at the big league level right now. I mean, even AAA, I think they had 8 of 10 guys in the starting lineup that were homegrown talent, yeah, too. So it's amazing. It really is. Unfortunately, what wasn't amazing, though, was they didn't win the game. But better days are ahead for the O's. You can't win them all. But I think the Orioles are going to see a lot more of it. It was really cool to see.
Hey, Ryan, you know a lot of the guys, and you've had quite a few on your podcast as well. You know, for the young guys, we see the confidence that they have and how much they've just killed it at the minor league level. Once you, like, getting to that point and seeing them, what's the coolest thing you've seen either from these guys or in talking to them about it? Because it seems like they're all very tight. And it's a healthy competition instead of, you know, I'm trying to beat you out, you're trying to beat me out. I think that thing's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, it's the chemistry, you know, and they're genuine guys too, right? So that also helps. And again, like, it's a business, you know, and they know that, and they know that this is how the game works. There's only so many spots that can be up there. But they really do want the best for another. And when you go through this, like I tell people, you know, and this is probably why it's cool for homegrown players as well, and this is why I do think the team plays so well, is because they're so close, is, you know, that when you're away from your family, you know, baseball players, you think about it, February to October, you know, you're with that group of guys, you know, and that's 8 months of your life away from the everyday off season. So they become kind of your family, in a sense, your second family, right? So I think that has really helped this team. They've embraced that. And then, like, you know, I had Kowser and Westberg on, and it's just funny how things can develop. And what you see on the field is how it is off of it. And I think if they're true to themselves on and off, that might seem corny. But when you can be yourself more often, it allows you to go out there and play like you can and show your talents. And so far for these guys, especially like guys like Kowser and Westberg, they've shown how talented they are for this ball club.
Ryan Ripken joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan, last night, Grayson Rodriguez, to say he didn't have his best stuff would be a huge understatement. Seven earned runs and four in the third innings. You're talking about with 13 outs he recorded, seven of them strikeouts. Before he was sent down last year to work on some things, I felt like he was trying to strike everybody out, either by just throwing it past them or throwing his best breaking stuff. Last night I felt kind of like that again. It was a flashback to early 2023, and my evidence is this. Out of 13 outs, seven of them were strikeouts. I felt like he was just hunting the K in this, instead of allowing guys at times to get themselves out.
Yeah, you know, it always makes you feel good when you strike guys out. I'll tell you what, you know, you definitely feel more in control. You know, how I looked at it, and we know this, you have some of those days, right? I was just making sure real quick, he had one walk. Yeah. And, you know, so at least in this case to me, you know, it wasn't him going out of control and not having control of his quote-unquote pitches. Like, he wasn't walking these guys. They were earning it. But the reason why they were earning it, in my opinion, was, you know, his location of his pitches weren't very good last night. So whether that is trying to overthrow, or honestly, it can just be, I don't want to say his stuff is flat, but if you throw a 97-mile-an-hour heater, 96-mile-an-hour heater nowadays, right down the middle, I mean, Trout, let them know early. You know, you make mistakes, big league hitters are going to take advantage of it. And yesterday the Angels bats didn't miss. So I look at it as more as a reminder that the other part, whether Grayson was trying to strike guys out, what got Grayson in a lot of trouble last year was not locating his pitches well enough. And last night was just kind of one of those situations where location wasn't great, but I will say this is something I'm really proud with Grayson with. And I think, again, we're just going to wash this outing. The fact that he still got to the fifth inning despite getting lit up means a lot. I know he didn't get through five, but you want to try to save the bullpen as much as possible. Yeah. And so I'm happy he was able to do that, because we don't want this team to get overworked this early in the season.
Ryan, what do you think about umpires? We talked quite a bit about them, the ejection of Aaron Boone, how it happened, just calling balls and strikes, some of the things you see. It hasn't been great, but somebody told me yesterday that umpiring is the one job where they expect you to be perfect and get better as it goes along. It's not an easy job, but what have you thought about it watching it? Any times it's really pointed out to you where you're like, damn, that's tough, because the difference from a 3-1 pitch or a 2-2 pitch to me is greatly different in what you're searching for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, there are a lot of great umpires as people, but there's a reason why a lot of people don't like umpires, is because it's not a job that has any glamour to it. You're always going to be scrutinized. And then to be honest, though, they've missed a lot of calls. And that's a part of it, but it seems like there's more attention. The Aaron Boone thing was hilarious and ridiculous all at once. But the thing that you brought up, it does change the dynamic for at-bats. You know, whether it's the pitchers or for hitters. So I'll give you an example last night. Cedric gets rung up on a pitch way outside, right? And then later in that inning, Kerstad gets a strike called outside and saw Cedric gets those pitches. So Kerstad has to protect further off the plate now and swing at pitches that he goes, I know that's a ball, but it's a strike tonight. And so it makes you expand your zone to try to defend, and it makes it even harder. Like, these are big league arms. You know, giving them extra inches off the plate only makes it more challenging. And that was kind of the case last night, in my opinion. So, yeah, you're right. And then the guy, for example, Jackson Holliday's had his things, loved his at-bats last night, by the way. But, that's a hard thing, too, when you're a young player, and they've expanded the zone on him, too. So, yeah, it makes the world of difference when you don't know where the strike zone consistency is on a day-to-day basis.
There he is, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, thanks a lot, my man. We will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
You too.
Thanks, man.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Core, do
you want more? On 105.7 The Fan.
One last time, I need y'all to call.
Ask me who I want to drink. Go ahead and name them.
The players you want to trade?
Yeah.
Cedric Mullins.
No.
Jorge Mateo.
Okay.
Who else?
Okay.
I think.
I don't want to trade Cedric.
You talk about it all the time.
I don't want to trade Cedric, man. Why would you trade a guy who, I mean, he says, you got the line. You got the line. Well, what about two? No, I got out of that. You just get the line. There's certain positions that you have to be, you can't play. I don't want guys who can play center field. The only center fielder on this team is Cedric Mullins.
Right now.
Who else is a center fielder?
In the organization?
Yeah.
Enrique Bradfield
Jr. He's 3 years away.
And if you needed to, you could put one of those other guys in center field.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that, Jeremy. I want a center fielder. Give me a guy who you can put in right. Give me a guy who you can put in left. Don't give me a guy who you can put in center.
I don't want to trade any of these
guys.
Yeah,
you do.
But I'm telling
you. Yes, you do. You've been trading.
You've been
trading Ron Mountcastle now for 3 years.
That's BS. You guys trying to get his pops mad at me and all this.
Pops is mad at you.
Pops is tripping.
Pops is tripping. I love that one. Mm. And that's the encore for the day. Pops is tripping. You know that, right?
Yeah. Make me feel that way.
Reggie Bush, Heisman Trophy will be returned to him. The 2005 Heisman Trophy Award winner. Was it unjust, in your opinion, in the first place, Jeremy, that it was taken from him?
Yeah. I mean, look. This is all stuff that went. You don't know who did what. All these things that happened. And honestly, I don't know how many people want to hear this. I think they were waiting until OJ died to give it back.
That's a good point.
Who has OJ's now? I mean, that was sold or stolen, right?
They didn't take OJ's.
They didn't, but it got sold, okay. Right?
All right.
I don't know. Like there was somebody that brought that up. Let me see where OJ's Heisman is. Who do you think has that? And it's something, too, like, I think we overblow a lot of this stuff. And if they don't make a great Heisman House commercial with this, like, they can do so many things with this now, too.
Yeah, man said he sold his Heisman Trophy back in 2019.
Okay. It sits in Heritage Hall on the campus, University of Southern California.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
So, I mean, nobody took you. So why do you think he had to wait for him to die? It wasn't taken from him, was it?
No, but you know what?
It's just, and the only reason why I'm asking you is because you're not the only one saying that now.
Yeah, I've read that all over the internet.
Yeah.
And it's something, too, like, with the, like, I think the Heisman's one of the biggest joke awards, first off, because I don't think it goes to the best player in college football. I think it goes to the most popular player on a good team in college football most years.
Even this year?
No, this year they got it right. But they don't get it right in a lot of years. Go back and look at some of those Oklahoma quarterbacks that won a Heisman. Get the hell out of here, man.
You got new voters now.
Get the hell out of here with that. Wait, you're voting?
Yeah. Got new voters now.
I don't know how much research you can do if you're out there tagging R. Long all over the damn city.
I'm being framed. It's not me. It's not me.
You think somebody else is doing it.
What do you mean I think somebody else is doing it?
That's what you're trying to get everybody else to believe, and I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, I'm not doing it. You want to keep bringing it up. Maybe,
I don't
maybe
believe
it's you.
You.
Maybe it's you.
Could be.
You ever think of that? Maybe. Folks, Jeremy's the one that keeps trying to frame me for this, so maybe it's him.
I ain't trying to frame you, man. Like, I don't know what you do in your spare time. I don't see you. It's not coaching season right now, so you're out tagging buildings and gas stations.
This was being tagged on the coaching season, too.
Well, hey, that's how you got it on road games. I know. Look, man, you can't get one by me. Tony Gwynn up here. I'm going to go the opposite way with it. Bang. What do you want? Yeah, come on, man. Rob trying to make all these excuses.
Tony Gwynn.
Guys out late. You know what's going on. You got these Oriole games. You're coming out like, oh, damn, man, I'm downtown. Let me ride over here. So what was the street? Which street was it? It was north in Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ride over here north of Maryland.
How do you remember that? I didn't remember that until you said it. How do you remember it was north of Maryland?
Because that's what the guy said earlier.
All right.
I remember things sometimes. Unimportant things.
I'm just saying. I just don't.
Rob said north of Maryland, not the guy.
No, I thought the guy did.
He texted me.
In the text.
Yeah.
Oh, in the text. I thought you said you saw it in north of Maryland.
No. The guy texted me, said he was riding on north of Maryland, and this is what he saw.
It was at 6 a.m. this morning, and if everybody wants to go back on the Odyssey app and hear that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe, Mr. Know-It-All.
We're not doing it justice.
Yeah.
We're Joe.
Rob is Will Smith and enemy of the state right now. He's running everywhere being framed.
And Joe is the guy. Joe is
Gene Hackman?
No, is it Tom Joe? Tommy Lee Jones? And Fugitive. I don't care. Yeah. That's what Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, you guys want to hear the first segment where Mom and Dad were arguing and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, stop.
Go to the Odyssey app. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned. Sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit LifeBridgeHealth.org.
Today is a couple of days right now. National Bucket List Day. Give me something that's on your bucket list, Joe. What's something you haven't crossed off your bucket list?
Man, that's a tough one.
Can I give you one that I'm crossing off my bucket
list
next month?
You go first.
Go ahead.
I'm going to see a concert at Red Rocks. I've always wanted to do that in Denver.
All right. What is this?
We're in Colorado. In May.
You are going to be in the upper room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, remember that concert. Joe?
I honestly don't. I don't really have a lot of bucket list things. I've done a lot of the things I've wanted to do.
Don't you want to see the Sphere? And
that's not a bucket list item. If I really wanted to, I could go do it.
My bucket list item is. Well, that's the thing about bucket list. You can do it.
It's just like
you put your back into it.
You know, if you think you're gonna die, I'm not gonna die.
No, I don't think that's bucket list. Bucket list is do it before you die.
I'm not worried about anything coming up soon.
Yeah, but you don't know when you're going to die.
You don't know that.
Mine is Wimbledon.
I don't know either.
I want to go to Wimbledon.
Stop it with that, man.
I do. That's on my bucket list, man. Wimbledon is on my bucket list.
This cat's going to be eating strawberries and cream, and we're going to see R. Long right there on field four. R. Long. Who's that?
Stop Food Waste Day and National Pigs in a Blanket Day. You like pigs in a blanket?
I'm fine with pigs.
You like pigs in a blanket? I never liked pigs. Even when I ate pork, I didn't like pigs in a blanket.
I've had a few pigs in my blanket.
I'm sure you have. Couple of birthdays in sports. Chipper Jones. Birthday today. Eric Snow. You remember him?
Yeah.
He turns 51 today. Man. Carlos Beltran turns 47 today. Tom Jones turns 56 today. Today is also Omar Vizquel's birthday. So, they both retired in 2012. Jeremy, who's older, Chipper Jones or Omar Vizquel? They both retired the same year.
Omar is
57. Chipper is 52.
John Means' birthday also.
Yes.
It is. I didn't see that on here.
Happy birthday,
John Means. My bad, John. My bad. I didn't see it on the page. You got to talk to the sports birthday people. Tell them to add your birthday. Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, a couple of interesting things here. This was one that I really liked. I'm writing a book about hurricanes and tornadoes. It's only a draft at the moment. To the people who always said I'd never amount to anything because of my procrastination, just you wait. I just quit my job at the helium factory. I refuse to be spoken in that tone. And my favorite one today, that might be your favorite one too, Rob. Tomorrow is not promised. Cuss their ass out today.
Yes, sir.
Cuss them out today.
Yes, sir.
Get
Let
on
me
them.
Tell you why I'm mad, son. Let me. It looks like a beautiful day. Jeremy, what's the temperature outside, man? It looks like a beautiful day.
I'm not outside, man. You got a phone, too. Look at this. I'm working for you.
High is 73.
Hey. It's a high of 73.
Thank you very much.
It must be 86 and 87 next Monday at one point.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's getting hot.
That's what I like. I might wear some shorts. 86 degrees?
I tell that trick, please.
I may.
Sorry.
I might wear some shorts, 86 degrees, man. Shoot. That's my kind of weather. I'm a tropical weather people.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
80 and over. 80 and above. 85 is the best. I'll take 90 over 80, but 85 is the best.
I think later on today I'm going to try to steal a hat.
What hat?
Just steal a hat from someone. Wonder if I could pull it off. Thank you, Joe. Pull the hat off.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.